7516.
7516. Got your request to talk. How can I help you?
Copy. I really kind of hate to complain about a passenger, but it's so bad. And he's right around the corner again, and I've had him already on my bus twice, and he just reeks like human feces. I mean, it's so bad. My bus still stinks right now. I have the fans on high, every window open. I mean, it's to the point where I almost feel sick to my stomach myself from just him being on. At first, I dropped him off in St. John's. So I, okay, because he seems like he's a homeless person up there in that area, and I see him like once a week probably. But today, he's reeking hard, so bad that, I mean, and then the next thing I know, damn, he's down here at 45th and Johnson Creek, and I pick him up again, and I'm thinking, God is testing me today, right? And then now we're in Milwaukee, and I dropped him off here. We're at the transit center, and he's waiting around the corner for me again. And I'm just like, man, I cannot do it. I cannot pick him up.
Yeah, that's obviously a distraction to your driving, and it's could cause the problem. So I would feel comfortable in saying not to board him. The only problem you might run into is if there's other people at the stop that need to get on the bus, it might be kind of hard to keep him off.
Right. I am going to be going around the corner. There is probably somebody there. Besides him.
How much time you got on your break?
Done. It says depart now.
All right. Well, you got to roll fast, roll fast. Don't pick him up. So just roll fast. Maybe you can indicate to the other person that they could walk down the street and catch you after you complete the turn. Does that make sense?
Great idea. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Have a good one. 1353.